Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts D-Rock and JR for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
All right, welcome to the next shootout. Are you excited?
I'm cautiously excited.
Cautiously?
Yes.
I wouldn't do anything bad.
I don't know that that's true.
Oh, you hear that? C-Money's here.
What's up?
Yep. C-Money.
He's going to help us make sense of what's going on here.
I love the blind stuff.
Yeah.
But my palate, you know, ever since COVID, I just don't have a good palate.
Really?
Yeah, not really. Like, my taste and smell went away, then it came back and it was different.
Yeah, because you drink beer now and don't eat bacon.
I know.
Yeah, that's really weird. He traded beer for bacon, which I'd probably be okay. I love beer.
I'm fine with it now that bacon's starting to come back a little bit.
Oh, but you got IPAs now, though, which I didn't think you'd ever have.
I love me an IPA now.
Oh, that's shocking.
I know.
I can't do IPAs.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, but bourbon has always tasted the same to me. Like, I never really felt like that changed much.
Yeah.
But it's just not, I feel like my taste buds aren't as sharp.
Okay. Well, we'll see how they are today, because I've poured four different things. That, you know what? I'm a be nice to you guys and tip you off. These are all bourbons.
Okay.
Okay. No rye. Okay.
But that's the only clue I'm going to get you. Maybe at the end, we'll see if you can figure out a theme. Maybe not. But we're going to go down. We're going to try them all, get our thoughts on each one. And then I want you guys to tell me which one's your favorite. If you have any ideas what they are, great. And then at the end, we'll reveal.
So bourbon is not the theme.
Bourbon is not the theme.
It's a sub theme.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's go to number one here.
All right, we're going right to left or left to right?
Left to right.
Left to right.
Okay.
I like the nose.
Smells good, yeah. Yeah. I love the nose.
Yeah, it's very nice. Banana caramel.
Ooh, okay. You know, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, let's try it.
I think that's pretty good. I think I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some oak.
Yeah.
I would say the nose was fairly accurate.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll save a little bit so you can come back to it.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're happy with number one?
Yeah. I think number one's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Not as much of a nose.
No.
I'm not a more muted nose. Yeah.
Yeah. Not really getting much.
No. Could be these fancy cups I poured them in.
It could be.
So, yeah.
I really like the floral leafy design on them.
Yes. Thank you. See, Money's got Dixie cups because we didn't have enough cups here. So, you know, like the mouthwash cups you get in your bathroom.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
It intensifies the nose.
Yes. Hopefully the bottom doesn't fall out with the proof. But, yeah. All right. Let's try this.
I'm stumped on this. I'm not getting much on anything.
This one tastes familiar. Got a little brown sugar to go with the oak.
Yeah. Keep talking. That's helping.
Are these all a certain age?
I think they're all pretty close in age.
Okay.
I would have said this one was younger than the last one.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
It may be. Do you like it?
I don't like it as much
you
as the
like
last
it as much
one.
As the last
it's
one.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now this is coming in second.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to number three.
Ooh. It's butterscotch on the nose.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. That's like a butterscotch bomb. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I enjoy.
Yeah. I like it. Like a Werther's.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma
grandma's house. Yep.
All right, let's try the Werther's number three.
Yep. It's like Werther's with some floral fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little peppery in there. So I really like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that butterscotch just carries through.
Mm. How's this versus number one?
I'd have to go back.
I think I like this one better than number one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go to number
I think
four.
Number one is maybe a little bit older.
Okay. Let's go to number four.
Get the butterscotch on here too.
Yeah. Yeah, I get a little bit too.
A little caramel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll try this one.
That one is more, get some peanut on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet, but I don't know if it's a sweet that I like.
Hmm.
There's a sweetness there, that caramely,
I like that peanut note. That's, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Beam Heaven Hell fan.
It almost drinks a little hotter, like on my tongue. It feels it's a little bit hotter.
On the tip of the tongue, you get a lot more spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that might contribute to that.
Yeah, I think that's.
I like that one.
Number three.
Go back and revisit anything.
Number three for me.
Yeah, I think three out of I think three still stands out as my favorite, but I really like the number four. Number one is good. There's just not a lot going on.
It's very kind of, evident now after the, that number four.
Yeah.
Three and four are close for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two was better on the second sip.
Yes, it was.
I might put two over one.
Hmm.
It just got a little sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that sweetness kind of takes over because one really did, to me, just didn't have anything going on.
Yeah. Going back and revisiting it. Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. The third sip of one was all like, interesting.
Do you like the third sip of one?
Yeah. Like I felt like you after the second, but then I just had a little bit more and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, I have a little left. I'll go back to a third on that one too.
And then once we reveal, we can go back and revisit it all. Once you know what it is, if it changes your thoughts.
I'm going to hate it if number two is something I really like.
Okay. So where do we stand? JR, what's your favorite?
I see what you mean on number one.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little, touch sweet.
Yeah, two's gotten better every time.
I'm still going to go three.
Okay.
I think I'm going 3-4-2-1.
3-4-2-1. All right, C-Money.
3-4-1-2.
Okay. I'm right there with you. 3-4 and 3-4 close for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 1 and 2 are super close too. But yeah, I may go 3-4. Except 2 keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Quick, I'm gonna go between the two.
And you know what they are.
I do. Yeah. I have done the Matrix thing and wipe my whatever it's called, the movie where you wipe your memory. I don't know.
What you don't remember.
I'm just going in blind.
Yeah. Well, now are your cups all mixed up?
No. This is 1 and 2.
Oh, right? All right. You know, like moving things around over there.
It's like playing, was it the pee game with the cups?
Did you even like give that a chance to, did you swallow the first one before you had the second one?
Go back to back.
Just back to back. You look like you're mixing.
Man, I may be 3-4-2-1.
All right. So you're.
Yeah, he's with me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the theme today, any guess what the proof is on these?
Are they all around the same?
Yes.
110.
Okay.
107.
These are all 100 proof.
100 proof. Okay.
Yes.
They all drink hotter than 100
proof. They do. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
All right. So.
So bottled and bond.
Are these all bottled and bond?
No, they're not. Okay. There's one that's, there's two that are not.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about where are we going to start?
Let's start with the number, with the last one. So.
Two or one.
One. Because yeah. I had the most votes for last.
So number one.
Okay. Barrel Foundation.
Was the Barrel Foundation.
Okay. Well, I like Barrel, and that was not my last one.
Yes.
I would just like to remind everybody.
I mean, I wasn't crazy about the bottle when we had it on.
Right.
It was good.
Yeah.
But it didn't wow me the way normal Barrel products do.
It's also the price performer of the Barrel.
It's the $50 bottle.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a 5-year.
Right.
Yep.
So not super old.
Correct. All right. Number two. It's the David Nicholson 1843.
Oh, I've never had that.
I don't think I've ever had that.
So that actually, I just found out, is about to go out of production. So I think there's a story behind it about some dude in St. Louis, but it's sourced from Luxco, which I think is Heaven Hill.
Heaven Hill, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a weeder, if I'm not mistaken. But it's for the price, it's like in the 20s and 30s. So
it's fine for that. Like that was my last place. I don't think I'll miss it.
And it was close. I mean, I think I agree with D-Rock. Yeah. It was close.
Yeah, it was.
So I think it could have gone either way. It was fine.
Yeah.
But if it's 20 or 30 bucks as opposed to 50 for the barrel.
Yeah.
I think that kind of throws it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's a good argument.
Yep. Well, in second place, I think for us all, was the Rebel 100. Oh, and actually, this is the old Rebel Yell bottle.
Oh, yeah. That's the old one.
Or the classic.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Rebel Yell 100.
No, you can't.
Nope.
And that was close for me. That was competing for number one, which was the E.H. Taylor Small Batch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was number two for me.
Okay.
Wasn't it? Because I said 3-4-1-2.
We all said three. So we all
was all of our second.
Yeah, yes. We all picked that. We all had 3-4 as the first two.
Yeah. So it was E.H. Taylor, Rebel Yell, or Rebel 100. Yeah. And then,
And but we all said they were all close. That three and four were close.
Three and four were close. Yep. Yeah.
When you consider the price too of this Rebel's sub 20.
Yeah.
And these Taylors
just went up to 55.
The Rebel Yell's under 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a deal.
It's a deal. And you can get like the 1.75s for like 30 something bucks.
Or something. Oh gosh. Yeah.
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 That Rebel, is a deal. Cause that was good. That was legit good.
Now the Rebel and David Nicholson could be the same mash bill. I don't know.
Yeah. It's true.
That's something to think about too. But now after knowing it, you could try it again and say, oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's E.H. Taylor.
I had an inkling one of them was a Taylor, not knowing what the theme was.
So, yeah, I thought it was a fun idea to do. All same proof.
Yeah.
Around the same age, different price points all over the place. So just going to see what would win. And this was a good thing.
Yep. And the small batch does hold up.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I almost did the single barrel, but I thought that might be a little too
obvious.
It's quite a bit
better. Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that, but thought this would be fun.
Yeah.
You still could have brought it for us to drink.
Well, I could have. Maybe next time. Maybe we'll do an E.H. Taylor off or something.
Yeah. Rebel Yell 100.
Yep.
It's now Rebel. We all said number one.
It's now Rebel 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's defiantly smooth.
It is.
According to the label.
Yep.
I like weeded bourbon, though. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So we did mash bill by Heaven Hill. So I think it's pretty much the same thing as
it probably is the same as Rebel.
Yeah. So same whiskey that you just going to go to Old Fitz, Rebel, Larceny, and $30.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So that's actually the step up from Rebel then.
I mean everything's a step
up. If it's the same mash bill, it would be maybe slightly older, something.
It says it's four plus years, which I think Rebel's 4+ years.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Larceny is a Heaven Hill product, but if it's the same mash bill.
Yep.
Because that runs what, like 25?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. 25, 30.
So it'd be fun to maybe do some of those together one week.
Yeah.
I almost did the Heaven Hill sourced and Heaven Hill products.
Mm.
So like the JTS Brown and the Dance and those types of things.
Those are good.
Yeah. Put those together too. I think that'd be a fun one.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. See, Money, are you next for the shootout? You going to bring something for our next?
If you want me to.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I brought a couple.
I don't think Jared I've ever brought one. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, unknowingly.
Unknowingly. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Anything new on the financial world these days?
I mean, there's always something new, but we had a great first quarter. Mm-hmm. Of 2024. Fun fact.
Oh, yes.
Election years, historically, the S&P 500 is up. So, well, I'll put it to you this way. Since I think it was, and I'm going to get this wrong, but this is around, it's close to correct. Since 1944, in election years, when an incumbent is running, doesn't matter which party, I want to say only 3 years have been down.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's something crazy like that. So I think I'm optimistic for the stock market this year.
Okay.
I think equities are still the place to be. Bonds are still having a hard time.
So I need to call my financial guy, tell him to put me in equities in the S&P 500.
Well, you want to not just S&P 500.
No, not just that,
but diversify.
Diversity.
A benchmark.
Benchmarks. I love benchmark.
Foolproof. The whole line.
The whole line. The whole line is great. Yeah.
Oh, man. You're welcome.
15 to 25 bucks.
Yes. I know why you want to invest in this.
I actually love that too. You got it for me for my birthday.
I did.
Yeah. That was incredibly good, actually, for the price.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's this year, 2024, election year with an incumbent running, historically pretty good.
Historically pretty good. Yeah. Hopefully.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. You heard it here first.
There you go.
You're going to need it for the rising bourbon prices.
Yes, you will, because as we heard last week, the Woodford went up. Everything else is going up. Yeah.
I think that's going to stop soon.
You do?
Yep.
You think the bourbon bubble is busting?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Which I'm welcoming.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love for less people to drink bourbon so I can drink more.
I would too. Don't drink because it's trendy. We drink because it's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's next? Is it still going to be tequila, we think, or rum?
All signs point to tequila.
Tequila is coming up. I've got a couple new bottles. Really am enjoying.
Yeah. C-Money and I had a nice tequila the other day together.
That was good.
That was a nice
I don't
one.
Remember what it was, but it was good.
Like a 10-year Jose Cuervo or something like that.
It was
like
some $180 bottle. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was very nice.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's... My tummy was a little upset that night.
It was?
Though. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, not upset. Jen upset, right?
No. Okay. No. Okay. No. Okay. It could have gotten there, though, depending on how the rest of the night went.
Did you eat something after that?
I did, but it was soup.
Oh, you can't do soup.
You can't do soup with tequila. Unless it's like tortilla soup or something.
Well, yeah. it was like a girthy soup.
Okay.
It's more of a girthy stew. More of a stew than a soup, really.
Okay.
It did have some dairy in it. So I'm willing to say it could have been the soup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to try the tequila.
So you had a girthy, meaty soup with dairy in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a tradition in my house. So basically, we take the Easter ham leftover.
Yes.
And my wife makes like a ham spinach soup out of it. And
yeah,
it's
it was
delicious.
Probably the spinach.
Yeah.
I had to delicious. Be what it was. I don't touch spinach. It'd give me sick too.
No, man. Spinach makes your muscles get bigger.
It also keeps you regular.
Popeye.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this episode?
I don't know. Ham spinach soup.
Ham spinach soup and tequila. S&P 500 and tequila. All the things you learned today.
Yep. You can't get that anywhere else.
No, you can't.
The breadth of topics.
Yes, I agree.
Speaking of diversification, this show is diversified.
We are very diversified.
Yes.
Yes. On that note, cheers.
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 It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.
Whiskey and Rock is produced by Meadman and is a Wise Company production. Our show is brought to you by Zoom. For more information, go to zoomcorp.com.